I, like, give me a little hint of Lambo or something here. This is what really America's about.
I know. Like, the cast members could have been so much better, you know? I'm like, why isn't Brett Favre walking around?
Sup, sup, TG73.
TG73, let's talk shop. Let's talk shop. Can shop we please boys. Talk shop?
What up, Disney crewneck?
Bro, I'm a Disney dad. It's just me now.
That was a good one. I didn't see that coming on your video. That was funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, it's I thought it was going to be
for
thing.
Real, like, run through, and then all of a sudden it was just the braces. It was good.
It's the only thing. It was the first thing I saw when I walked in. I was like, I know it's just going to be countless knee braces here.
Yes.
And the thing was, like, the night before, right when I flew into Orlando, I was like, my knee's starting to hurt. Like, I don't know. Like, I was, like, running through my set in my head for the show I had, and I was, like, kind of doing, like, some little act outs and stuff like that. And I was like, I don't think I'm full go.
Yeah.
And I was I gotta go to Walmart and brace up, dude.
Polizzi's a game time decision. We'll see how he feels during warm-ups.
I felt like that. I was like, Mom, do I tape this? Like,
dude,
I can't, like, jump up and down and, like, do anything. I don't know, bro. Hey, so I went to Walmart.
It's just something they put in the water down there.
Right when my first inhale of oxygen in Orlando, my knees started clicking. Old clicky knees back.
Yep. You could have made one. You made one for the knee braces. You could have made one for on cloud shoes. Hey dudes.
That's next, bro.
And like Etsy custom made shirts that dudes are wearing.
That's a good one. Yeah, but I went to the knee brace aisle at Walmart. Swear to God, there are 14 people in the aisle looking for knee braces. And I was just like, this is what it is.
You think they were pre-bracing or was it post-brace? Like, they were like, hey, I'm going to Magic Kingdom tomorrow. I got a pre-brace.
I think it was a lot of pre-brace going on because those are all like adults, family. They're taking like the precautions. They know how it goes down.
Yeah.
But I swear to God, I wore a knee brace under my cargo pants in Orlando on stage. I never felt better in my life.
Hey, if you wanted to really commit to the bit, you would have strapped that shit over the top of it.
No,
like
that's
some real
only,
old head.
Can you fucking imagine, bro? Imagine that shit. I would never talk to me again.
Hey, you got like rings of sweat around it, you know, because it's been holding your pants so tight, you know.
Remember the kid growing up or like in high school that just like never washed his hat and had those salt sweat rings around it? The salt halos, bro.
That was me. Yeah.
I kind of liked that.
Yeah.
I was like, bro's just going hard. Bro's just going hard.
It's got character, you know?
And like a hat doesn't get dirty. It's like a pair of shorts or jeans. Like,
right.
It doesn't get dirty.
Not throwing a hat in the wash. I'll dust that off seems... the hat. Yeah.
Give it the old smackdown.
Yeah, smackdown. I'll take the lint roller to it.
Ooh.
But the
salt rings, they stay.
Salt rings stay, but like there's something when you don't have any lint or hair or anything on it, but the salt rings are there. That's a real, like, I want to know that story.
Yeah, he's a good third baseman.
I want a hat like that, you know? I want a hat with that kind of relationship.
Yeah, you're not, that's not a one and done hat. Like, that feels good on your dome for sure. You're wearing that in the living room when the boys come over.
Yep. Hey, you guys know me. I mean, Ben, you've seen it for a long time. Clubhouse, you know, like, I have my certain hats. I have my certain rotation, and I stick to them. They become a part of me.
RIP that black-on-black Jordan. Ooh.
I still got one, baby.
I know, but that OG one, that was when it all started.
You never forget your first love. I've never had a relationship with the hat like I had with that one.
I kind of have, at first I thought it was a fake hat relationship. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, I think he's just doing it to do it.
No.
Then like a few months went by and I was like, he committed. Like, bro, that's his hat. I was like, I was so wrong. I almost apologized to you for nothing. You would have been like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I just had to get it off my chest.
I'm pretty sure Riley didn't see me without that hat on for like the first 4 months of our relationship.
It is what it is, babe. Hat guy through and through. Those rings on it, that's how you can tell how old your hat is. It's like the rings on a tree.
Yep.
3 rings, 3 years.
Yep. Or like the lines on your hand or whatever. that old myth that you got going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a
palm reader.
Yeah, the palm reader.
You got a hat reader. They're like, shortstop, 2008. Couple dingers on homecoming. Yep.
Had the cool hair that wasn't too long, but hung out the back of his hat. Yeah.
Fight necklace, 2 D3 offers, 1 from DePaul. Yep.
Double tape on his wrist.
We don't know why. That was hard.
We don't know really what it does, but it looks cool as hell. So,
right.
Yeah. The guy maybe, definitely.
Maybe they go a little higher than normal on some Jason Witten vibe.
Yep. Hey, he's holding down the left side of the infield.
Oh yeah, the whole thing.
Let's just say that.
Hey, the eye black.
Yeah, but yeah, no, but yes, it goes down like it, and you're like, did it sweat down like that, or did you actually do it, or is it a mix of both? What's going on here?
Imagine playing so hard in baseball that your eye black sweats. No one's ever done that.
Well, a lot of time you're playing, it's like July. You're in like 97 degree heat.
Yeah, man. Eye black on baseball guys is so much better than eye black on football guys.
I agree. There was, who's the D lineman that does, like Aiden Hutchinson? Yeah.
Okay, Thor.
Yeah, he's got that going on.
Like, yeah, best defensive player, but he's actually cosplaying the whole season as Thor. Like, dude.
There's another, I forget who it was, but there's another dude who does it like over his eye too. Because he said he wanted to be like Anakin Skywalker. And I'm down with that. I'm down with, God dang, I forget who it is.
Is it DK Metcalf?
No, it's actually a white guy.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, that's going to drive cool, me nuts. Though.
Clubhouse has got your back on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, for sure. Comment who that was. It just happened this past college football season, I'm pretty sure.
There it is. That's the question of the week in the comments, or email it back to us. Coolest eye black situation, baseball or football or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe you had some cool shit going on you created in high school. Let us know.
Definitely. Yeah. And pushing tickies real quick. Ben was just in Orlando. Great show. A lot of clubhouse, a lot of people. Yep. You're Iowa next?
Iowa. Yeah. Des Moines, March 21st. Funny Bone. I can't wait, bro. God, I've been waiting all my life to go to Iowa. Thank you, Lord. I'll see you on the 21st. And then Hartford, Connecticut. That's in June, June 13th. Omaha, Nebraska. These are all Funny Bone clubs, June 26th. So March 21st and then in June.
Omaha.
But yeah, can't wait, dude. Can't
Bristol,
wait.
That's tight. I want to go out there and see ESPN, man.
Slide, bro. You won't. Ooh.
And then for me, Buffalo, April 17th. Detroit, April 24th. Kansas City, May 2nd. Minneapolis, St. Paul, May 7th. Chicago, the 15th. Green Bay, the 16th of May.
God, what a slate, bro.
In the bios, in the show description, official JoeyMolinaro.com, BenedictPolizzi.com. Cool. See you there. Wow, so look at you. I mean, not only you went and made the video and did a show, but you actually came away with merch.
I had to, dude. That was like merch.
Merch.
Pushing tickies, pushing merch. But I was like, if I do one thing, I know I'm going to like Disney World no matter what, because like, how are you not going to like it? But I'm going to cop some merch. Like, I don't care how much it is. Like, that was like my thing. I was like, I'm going to buy some dope shit.
Yeah. They got plenty of options.
They do. And it's the long sleeve and it gets like cold at night. Oh, perfect, dude. Threw it on right in time.
I love going to Disney when you're like, okay, it'll feel good to be warm during the day, but at night, give me that hoodie with my shorts and let's talk.
That's exactly what it was, dude. And let's talk. Exactly. I was like, I don't give a shit, dude. Give me a long sleeve, my shorts. And you know what? I'm going to hit Joffrey's for a coffee.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Let's go.
Did you see, did they have, well, they probably didn't, but I feel like some of those places that around there, they still, like, year round, do they have a bunch of Christmas stuff out or anything at all?
There's one store that was like a Christmas store. And I was like, I got to go in here. Uh-huh. Like, I gotta go in here, bro. Yeah. It was so sick. And while I was in the store, I was like, I would work in here. I would risk it all to work in here all year round.
You felt the magic? Did you feel? I mean, was it, you know, were you feeling it? Was it?
Yeah. It was the people, bro. It was the people that drove home the magic. Everybody like, was so into it.
The cast members.
Oh, they're so in. They're so nice.
Yeah, bro, they sell the shit out of that.
It's almost like they're giving Chick-fil-A employees a run for their money.
Yep.
They're cut from the same cloth, bro.
Definitely.
Super homeschool vibes, but like I like it. Yeah. And I was really impressed with Toy Story Land or whatever.
Oh my God, so fun.
That was incredible. They went all out in Toy Story Land.
Bro, did you go to the restaurant that I told you about after we went there back in December?
Wait, what? No, I don't think I did. What was it?
I forget exactly. I think it's called like Woody's Barbecue Roundup or something.
How did I miss that?
Man, it's a hot ticket, bro. You got to like, have to have a reservation a day before or, you know.
You're not going.
You're not just like walking up to that.
I was excited. I know we're just, this is the Disney podcast now, but I was... Dude, you gassed up Epcot, and I bought in, bro.
You have some
Epcot,
fun? Yeah.
Epcot's serious, dude.
I told you.
I didn't know what I was getting into. I was like, I feel like I'm on another planet.
Dude, that is home for Johnson. I mean, that is Johnson's vacation destination. Epcot drinks around the world right there.
It was sick, dude. It was, but what does Epcot stand for? I just don't get that part. It's like it's something weird. And I'm like, that's kind of a reach.
It's an acronym. Earth. Here we go. God damn it.
How about everybody listening just like knowing it right now and being like, oh my God, you idiot. Say it.
Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Crazy.
Epcot.
Never would have guessed in a million years. But I was blown away by Canada.
Right?
Dude, first stop. I was like, all right, let's check it out. Beef tips and seared scallops? I was like...
Uh-huh. Smack it.
Smack three my times. Ass with maple three syrup, times for baby. The gang.
Yeah.
Germany.
What else? What was your besides Canada?
Germany. I was like, I don't want to go to Germany. Oh my God. Went to Germany, bro. There was like a caramel cookie shop. I was like,
yep.
The line was around back. I was like, I'm waiting in it. How about that? I'm waiting in this line.
I love that little slit. That little stretch that you got Canada. You got, the
France.
UK. You got the UK, London there with the pub. I love that pub.
I do
going
too.
There. Keep me there.
The beignet, the France setup was, and the people are from there?
Yeah.
Oh my
Crazy.
God.
Crazy.
Oh my God.
Told you, man.
The little desserts
so
and
happy.
Shit in France, I just could not. They were like fire roasting the creme brulee. I was just like, this is amazing.
Little things of wine, you know, you get a little wine there from France.
Everywhere.
Yeah, dude.
I just
Mexico,
couldn't stop.
You get a little margarita, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Japan, no, you get a little shot of sake.
Little sucky, sucky, sucky.
You know what's crazy though? Is like America is by far the worst one.
That was a little sad.
Right.
I was like, no wonder everybody just like wants to shoot this place up. Like
I'm like, we couldn't have fucking you know, balled out a little bit more. Like, I know we're in America, but I mean, you give us a colonial style house and like a Michelob Ultra? Come on.
And like a courthouse? I was like, right. I want to move.
I like, give me a little hint of Lambo or something here. That's what really America's about.
I know. Like, the cast members could have been so much better, you know? I'm like, why isn't Brett Favre walking around? Levi's in a four jersey. I'd been like, this is America, dog. Hey, with a turkey leg.
Hey, dude, it should
have. Dude, let's make America right now.
America's cast members, it should have been like the last scene of Happy Gilmore. Like the dudes in the sky, like Abe Lincoln, Chubbs Peterson, yeah. The fucking Gator, Brett Favre with the Brett Favre with a turkey leg.
Yeah.
John Madden.
Oh, that, I was going to say John Madden, but I felt like it was a given, you know? Dude, Brett, it should have been just 32 Brett Favre's walking around. How you doing? Lookalikes?
Derek Jeter. I mean, come on.
The only drink on the menu is just a Coors Light.
Pretty much. That's what it already is, dude.
I'm
it was
fine
like
with that.
A turkey leg, a Coors Light, and I think they had like some burger or something.
Yeah, that's cool. A little slide. Some White Castle slider. They slap you on the ass. That's all you get. I'd be like, this is a perfect country.
Like, give me a little little pop shot, you know? A little thing to shoot hoops on. Yeah. Let's go.
And that's the only thing in there. And then the other like building in there is just the RCA dome. Everybody's like, what the fuck?
Just the most like bland dome stadium. You know?
But you look inside, it's not even sports. It's just like the monster trucks. You're like, yeah.
Just like a booth with people just selling fried cheese. You're like, sure.
Bring it, babe. Tater tots are definitely on that menu.
It's essentially just like a state fair. That's what America Disney World should be. At Epcot
that is
be.
The vibe. That the state fair. Yep. It just smells like a fart. You're like,
Yeah. That's fine.
But other than America, the trip was great.
Every time I go there, I'm like, I guess we'll like walk past America. Yeah.
I'm like embarrassed to be there.
Stop at everywhere else. Get something from the menu, a drink. Yeah, America. All right.
I'm like apologizing to the foreign people there. I'm like, this isn't a real representation of us, but sorry. I'm sorry. They're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, dude, you go to like Disney Springs at all? Like downtown Disney formerly? That's your shit, man.
Maybe it's, I don't know what that is.
It's just like, it's just Disney's mall, essentially. Like you're just, there's just nothing but shops and restaurants and desserts.
Which planet is that on? Which one is that?
It's
that
its own.
I think maybe. I don't know. I think I'd know if I did, though.
Yeah.
I thought I hit all of them. So bro, it's really spread out. I did not know that about Disney World.
Yeah.
Did not know.
But what's wild is that it's spread out, but it's all still like on one like thing of land. You know?
Yeah, I need the overhead view bad because I was like, what? I took the sky rail, bro. That thing was
not bad.
Talk about, bro, I wanted to sit down so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you get your steps in, bro.
That it was amazing. Dude, the fact that I wore compression shorts, what a blessing. Because I've been a guy that's like, I think I'll be okay. And then the chafe happens at like noon. And I'm like, I still got 7 hours with chafe daddy legs.
Right. Then fireworks. I got to get a spot for that.
Oh, getting your spot for fireworks is so hard to do.
Yeah.
You blink and everybody's sitting on the ground. I'm like, whoa.
Yep.
Then it's kind of like, do we want to see the fireworks? You're debating in your head.
Do we want to see the fireworks or do we just want to like beat the traffic and get an empty bus?
Empty bus. Never. No such thing as an empty bus, but. Yeah, dude.
I've had a few of them.
Really? To yourself?
Few of them when you hop on there at nighttime and there's like maybe two other people in there and you're like, holy shit, like are we really doing this? Like, are they not going to, they're not going to wait? Like, they're just taking us?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, and they fucking start rolling out and you're like, oh, let's go.
Yeah. It's like when you see the two empty seats on a flight, you're like, what? Are we allowed? Are we good?
For sure.
Best like, part, wait, best part,
hey,
huh?
Go ahead.
Best part about Disney World, Canada and the post-Disney World shower.
Yep.
just thinking about everything. What the fuck did I? Oh, it's hot. Oh my God, dude.
Did you stay with your mom?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so I didn't know if you were at a resort or hotel or anything.
Nah, dude.
Because that's part of the experience too.
Oh yeah, I saw all the resort life. I was like, is that what Joey does? Dude, I thought about you probably 140 times. I was like, does Joey stay there? I wonder if Joey's been on that. Did Joey eat that? Would Joey get these scallops?
Did you get the Magic Kingdom? Did you get the ice cream in Frontierland?
Damn, no. I got some. I kind of knee-jerked reacted with the ice cream, and it was in Animal Kingdom. I just wanted it real bad. It was like one of those Dole Whips with the orange cream like float. Yeah. I was like, I just got to get that. And I was just like, boom. I wasn't really patient with the ice cream.
Damn. See, Animal Kingdom is my least favorite by far.
I went on a ride in Animal Kingdom. It kind of took me out of the roller coaster game, I think. It was so serious. I really underestimated it. I was like, this ain't shit, bro. Because I saw kids get off of it and they were like happy. And I was like, bro, this is going to be like a 2 out of 10 ride. Dude, what? It was that ride with like a Yeti and you like go up and then you go back down backwards and they're cutting the lights off on you. I was like, this is crazy.
I have no idea what that is.
It's insane, but it got me.
Yeah, dude, you forget, you know, we're not 17 anymore.
Got me, bro.
Those 30s, they sneak up on you real quick. Yeah, Animal Kingdom, I think I did after my last trip. That's by far my least favorite one.
I saw like one little pig and I was like, come on.
I put Disney Springs ahead of Animal Kingdom. Like,
yeah.
Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, Disney Springs, Animal Kingdom. Whatever. It's always way too hot on that day. And you're like, okay, I didn't actually want to go on a fucking safari, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I was there for like an hour. It was 2 hours, maybe tops, you know? Just checking out the scene. I wasn't trying to spend much time there.
Of course, that one's like Rye's favorite. So it's like, yeah. All right.
No way.
We'll go see the birds. There's 18 million species of birds. They all look the same. Okay, yes.
The best part of Animal Kingdom might have been like all the little ducks and stuff that were like walking around trying to eat fries and shit. I was like, wow, is this part of the experiment?
Right. Are you just Florida birds or are you like Animal Kingdom birds that's part of the experience?
I almost took a duck. I was like, this is great. Isn't of course I'll give you a fry.
Isn't it weird how they like slip the Starbucks into the different parks, but like it's almost the front of the store almost kind of looks like they try to blend it in, you know?
I know. I love it. I love that.
And then you go in there and you're like, oh, wait a second. I can get a chai tea latte. All right.
Yeah. Can I use my points here?
Yeah. they're dressed up, you know? And like they're
love
Disney
it. I love
shit.
A theme, dude. I love a theme.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love that. You would the time we went is the ideal time for me. When we went right after Thanksgiving, like that led right into the first week of December.
Mm.
It's not that hot, but it's warm. It gets a little chilly, a little chill at the end of the night. All the Christmas shit is everywhere. Then you come back home and you're not that depressed for leaving Disney because it's Christmas. It's the perfect time. Perfect.
They really do. I thought about that as I was walking through Disney World. I was like, what's this like during Christmas? Is it Christmased out?
Christmased out.
Really? Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Everything? Even in all the parks?
All the parks.
Oh.
Christmas music playing over the...
Shut up.
Just the fucking park speakers. Yeah.
Oh, you thought about that too. You're like, let's go during Christmas. That's dope, man.
there's this thing apparently that I didn't know about until this year, but it's like Mickey's VIP Christmas party, and it starts at like 9 o'clock at night. And so it's only available to people who are in the VIP club. So everybody else has to leave. And then these people are just like in Magic Kingdom from like 9 to midnight or whatever, with even more Christmas decked out theme going on, and it's a private party with Mickey fucking awesome.
Oh my God.
Well, like, I need to be there.
How do I get the invite?
You just pay for it.
Can I get a table at Mickey's private Christmas party?
Right. Something to keep in mind.
You and Goofy, bottle of Ciroc. Hey, the picture with Goofy. You and try Pluto?
Try to do a jersey swap with him?
Got that dog in him. It's Pluto.
Stupid.
I fucking love it. All right.
Stupid.
All right, let's talk about Brett Favre. We're done. We'll talk about Brett Favre now. Sorry, Jesus.
I'm just glad that you went. You fully did the thing. You fully experienced it. Now when I talk about going to Disney or when I say I'm going back, you won't look at me as crazy. It's great.
No, I get it.
Good. Yeah. Well, you were doing that. The Combine was in town. That was a crazy weekend. And I had a little story that I wanted to tell Clubhouse about and you about.
I feel like that was the best combine it's been in a, like, maybe like 10, 15 years.
Just for like player performance?
Like, I felt like, I don't know. Usually there aren't people there.
Dude, when I went on Saturday, the whole like lower bowl of Lucas Oil was filled.
Yeah, they don't usually do that, right? There's just like scouts and coaches.
They've started doing it the last handful of years.
I just felt like it was lit. I did know that people were going, but it's just like when the QBs were throwing bombs, the crowd was like going crazy. I was like, this is perfect. This is it.
Dude, when I went down there on Saturday, I was thinking like, it's the combine Saturday. Like, yeah, I'm sure people will be out, but it won't be anything crazy. There were lines to park places and there was people everywhere walking up to the stadium. I was like, holy shit. I think at Job Site Supply, there was people tailgating the combine, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, see, that's cool. That's cool.
You know, and it helped that it was like 63 and sunny. You know, it was a really nice day. But yeah, I was just like, damn. I mean, people showing out for this.
Was it kind of like high school state championship crowd?
Yep, very much so.
Oh, that's
so.
What's
like,
up.
Like 2A or 3A.
Oh,
you know?
That's what's up. That's diehards.
Yeah, like even saw a couple Steelers fans wearing like their terrible towels out of their pants. I was like, guys,
relax.
Okay. We're fully in here. Right.
Face paint, bro, for the combine. Bro, what if we just there's like the Cleveland Browns dogs, there's like the Commanders pigs. What if we were like the combine crazy, like
the combine
camels? Combine camels. We mean you just dress up as camels. Like, those are the combine. Those are us, dude.
The combine cats.
Combine koalas. Cats.
Get some fucking claws, whiskers
and claws, dude. Behind
no, but
the
we
goal.
Actually have like a like just like a generic mascot cat head that we wear.
Yeah. Are you orange cat or are you?
Yeah,
black cat?
I can be orange cat. I can be orange cat.
Okay.
Yeah. You'd be like a black and white, you know?
Nice.
Like white belly, black, maybe a little white, like on the
The white high socks on look.
Exactly.
Combine cats next year, us.
I did think about though when I was like down, because Friday I had my credential extended to Friday, so I went down to the convention center where all the media shit is, and it was like a pretty nice day, and I was just looking out right in front of the convention center, thinking about our combine video.
Dude, that was a heater.
Combine for like 7 years ago. I was about to text you and be like, bro, can you find that? Should we re-release like at least like 30 seconds of it or something?
I think we should. Fun. That was raw.
The birth of Coach Rocco and Coach Burns right there that weekend.
That was raw. That was good. Let's talk combine. Let's talk shop.
Yeah, so I did that Friday and it was cool. Talked to some different people, hopped on a few shows and whatnot. But then Friday night, you know, it's going down in the evenings at nighttime at the combine, like I've said before, right? Uh-huh. So me and Cheeks, our buddy Evan, we go to St. Elmo's. I saw Nicola's dad, Brett,
hottest guy
Mr.
ever.
Wood.
Hottest guy ever.
Hottest guy ever. And he was rolling and he's just wheeling and dealing behind the bar, man. But he took the time. This is what I love about this guy. True Paisan. Like, he was doing it, but he took the time to, hey, you know, when I said hi, really directly shake hands and whatnot. And, but it was great to see him. And so we go to St. Elmo's, we eat. There's not a lot, you know, there's a bunch of people there, but it's not like NFL world yet. You know, it's pretty early. So we bounce around a little bit and we eventually make our way to Prime 47 late night. And so we go in there and I've told you about it before, but for Clubhouse, who's new and everything, like a lot of times what happens during the combine, when you're at Prime, the later it gets, the more people show up, obviously, but then the more open it gets. So instead of the tables at Prime 47 and everything, they kind of clear those out, allow more room for people to stand and mingle and drink. And so me and Evan are in there and we're chopping it up with different people and whatnot. And they start to have the different little setups for bars at different places in Prime. I look over and right in the middle is Rich Eisen, Laura Rutledge, Mina Kimes, and Mike McDaniel. And so I'm like, all right, this is, I'm like, to Evan, I'm like, all right, let's, you know, I'm gonna go say hey to Rich. So I go over there, say hey to Rich, introduce Evan to Rich, and we chat a little bit about the next day since I was going on with him and DJ and whatnot. But then I circle back around after that, after we talked to Rich, and I'm like, all right, Evan's like, he's like, you do a little bit of McDaniel, don't you? He's like, you should talk to him and see if you can, like, we should go say hey. I was like, yeah, for sure. So I kind of creep my way over there. It's like one of those, you know, it's like the scene is your sardines. Like, you really got to like squeeze your way through a whole bunch of like, oh, sorry, excuse me. Oh, sorry, excuse me. That kind of deal. And so I'm kind of waiting it. You know, I don't want to make my move too quick. But
so
then finally,
you're at like a college banger kind of. And Mike McDaniel is the hottest girl there.
pretty much in this situation.
Yeah.
And so
what's your opening line? What's your opening? What are you leading with?
Well, so I'm waiting for him and I was like, Cheeks, have your phone ready, you know, because I wanted to get a pic. The whole thing was just because I wanted to get a picture because I was like, I think that people on the internet would appreciate it. Right?
The picture was fire, bro. That was a good picture.
Thanks. So he's standing there and finally he's like not in a direct conversation. People around him are kind of talking, but he's kind of like looking a little bit. So right there, I was like, all right, I'm going in. So I lean in a little bit. I you know, do the soft hand on the shoulder, not like a stiff or like a pat. I'm just kind of like, hey, you know, a light, like, hey, letting you know.
Hand
I'm
on
here.
The shoulder is like, we got to talk.
Right. And so I was just like, hey, Coach McDaniel, call him Coach McDaniel.
Coach.
Yeah. Coach, introduce myself, Joey Molinaro. I met you a couple of years ago here. I was like, you know, big fan of what you do and how you go about it. And he was kind of like, oh, thanks. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I was like, I don't know if you know or have seen, but I've done some sketches about you. Like, I've done some, you know, some impressions and some videos about you. And he was kind of like racking his brain. He's like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah, man. And he was kind of racking his brain a little bit. And he had a couple of his like handlers right there. And they were kind of like, yeah, he does he's done you before. He does like the same and blah, blah, blah. They're like, Sean McVay is really good. And McDaniel's still kind of like eyeing me. He's like, oh, I think I've seen some of it. I appreciate your work. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, man. Thanks. And he just had a bunch of people in his ear and everything. But finally, yeah. I was like, hey, coach, I was like, I wanted to see, if not, no big deal. But I'd love to take a picture with you. I was like, because of my following and because of what I do, and I've done videos like about you, I was like, I think people would think it was funny. I think people would appreciate it.
Yeah.
And he was like, a picture. And I was like, yeah. And he kind of started looking around a little bit. And he was like, he didn't want to do it right where he was. He was like, can we go do it by the staircase or can we do it like with a different backdrop? I was like, hey, man, yeah, like whatever you need. I just wanted to see if you'd be down to get a picture.
Bro knows his angles and lighting.
Right. So I'm like, I'm on your, you know, if you said yes, if it's no big deal, then you just say where and I'll go.
Uh-huh.
So he kind of thinks about it a little bit. His handlers are like, yeah, you could do it there. You could do it there. Finally, he decides. He's like, let's go over here. And so I'm like, okay, cool. So Evan's right behind us. And we're kind of fighting our way through, right? And that's kind of a bitch of it, is because there's so many people and everything that it's not just an easy, like, hop over. You really got to kind of...
you got to wiggle through.
Right, yeah. So I'm, like, taking him away. You know, not taking him, because I said, like, if not, no big deal. But I just wanted to see if you'd want to. And we get through, and we get to a space where there's not really anybody over there. And the backdrop is just, like, of the window with the street, as you see.
It's good.
And... so we're sitting there, and I, like, put my arm around him. We're getting ready to do the photo. And Evan is getting the phone up, and he's like, you guys want flash? And as he says that, I see out of the corner of my eye, McDaniel goes like this. For the audio listeners, he does, like, a hurry up, like, you know, like spinning the wheel, like the hurry hand motion. Ooh, like, let's get this going.
That's a quick one, though.
Like a let's get this going, like a, come on.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, just flash. So Evan's like, all right, does it, take the photo. McDaniel sprints away. I'm like, me and Evan are both like, what just happened? Like,
we were
talking. I totally understood if he was like, you know, I honestly thought that we were just going to do like a little selfie or something right there. Like, I didn't know we were going to have to like walk away and do. So it was just so odd. And so for the rest of the night, my mind is just fucked. You know?
Oh, I wouldn't be okay.
Because we're still standing there, me and Evan, and more people keep coming into Prime, and we keep standing and hanging out, but kind of all around wherever we were, McDaniel would somehow show up to be like right there too. Like, it just seemed like we couldn't get away from this guy, you know? And trust me, after that, I was like, I don't want to fucking, all right, whatever. Like, I did the deed. I got what I was looking for.
Yeah.
You know? And
like, are you thinking in your head, like, should I even post that?
Kind of. But then I'm like, fuck it. Like,
he said, yeah.
He said, yeah. Like, we talked. He said, yeah. Like, I don't know what happened there at the end, but like,
yeah.
And so then, man, at one point, me and Evan are standing in there, and then like 4 feet in front of us, if that, is McDaniel again.
God damn it.
Like 25 minutes later. And he's offset by Mina Kimes and Laura Rutledge, both from ESPN.
Uh-huh.
And Evan's like, he's looking at you, bro. I'm like, should I say something? He's like, nah, don't. Then Evan's like, they're talking about you now. I'm like, oh my God. He's like, Evan's like, just look away and I'll
can we restart?
Yeah. Evan's like, just look away and I'll lean in and, you know, kind of listen to see what's up. And he said that he heard McDaniel being like, do you know who that is? Like, who is that guy? But then he said that Mina came to my defense and was like, oh yeah, that's Joey. He's done videos about, like, basically backed up everything that I said to McDaniel to start out with.
Yeah.
And then it was just like over. Like, I guess like McDaniel just kind of needed like the validation that I wasn't just like some random patron that ended up being at Prime 47. That was
go Fins.
Right. Like, whatever. I don't know. But it was just a very weird experience. Like, cool experience, but weird.
Oh, damn. And that was it? Yeah. I was waiting for it to click, like, with him and being like, oh, like that.
I mean, it might. I don't know. Like, I just, in his eyes, he was probably just like, yeah, okay, this guy's on the internet. He's going to try to fuck me or something.
Oh, damn.
You know, bro, like,
I don't know. Those impressions you do of him are gas.
I was like, dude, I'm not trying to. Yeah, I'm not like, it was just, I told you and then you were like, oh yeah, I appreciate you. I was like, I thought you were just in on, like, thought you were in on it. Like, you got what was going on. I got to plug my computer in real quick.
Nice ass. Welp, have you met anybody else like that? That's like kind of like weird. not weird. I don't know if that's weird or not, but like kind of like put off by it. Because I usually see people when I'm with you that and it's like a person you've done before that's like, oh, and it's like crazy.
Well, it made me feel a lot better as later on, me and Evan were just standing in the lobby of Prime kind of figuring out our next move. And Mark Brunell walks in and Mark Brunell like comes
OG
right over.
Eight.
Yeah. Mark Brunell comes like right over and is like, dude, you are awesome, man. I love what you do. I'm like, Mark Brunell, what the fuck? So that was funny. That was clubhouse shit. I was like, wow. If you only knew about how much we talk about you and Jimmy Smith and Keenan McCardell.
Bro, I would have Mark Brunell toss something to me. You be you, I'll be Jimmy Smith.
Lefty.
Yeah, throw me like an hors d'oeuvre. Throw me a cream puff real quick. Check down to Fred Taylor. So dorky, dude. Pretend I'm Fred Taylor. Hand me this cream puff. Like, that's the shit I would do.
That'd be incredible. See, that's why I needed you there, man. I needed you to come back for one of these combine experiences next year or something, because it's just ridiculous. It's all just shit like that. And you're just looking around and you're like, what am I? I'm an idiot. What am I doing here with fucking Albert Breer and Rich Eisen and Sean Payton? And I'm just like here.
Dude, I feel like Rich Eisen's clubhouse material, dog. Like he's a homie.
He's the man. It was a lot of fun going with him on Saturday. And
his 40's looking good. I watched his 40. I was like, you're practicing, bro. Shut up. You're practicing.
He's got the whole like the track run. You know what I mean? Like the technical side of it down. Like the like, fire out, start, stay low, rise yeah. up. Like
his start wasn't like he's coming off like a jet, not like a helicopter. I was like, he knows what's going on. Remember that?
Yeah. What was the fastest 40 you ever ran?
It depends. Are you talking hand time?
Give me hand time, then give me electric.
Hand time, I'm putting up like Texas numbers, bro. Like, like, bro, I'm getting an offer tomorrow.
Like 447?
Dude, I was like, dude, I think I cranked out a 442 when I was a junior. Shocked the world.
In college?
No, high school, bro. Coach Mack. Just whipping it. And I got Cypheries out there too on both. And they checked each other's stopwatches. They were like,
wow, okay. 442, so that's like a 467 electric.
Probably if we're really talking numbers, it's probably like a 5.2 electric, bro. Like, if we're being honest with ourselves. And then I went to, like, the Colts combine. It was, like, official as shit. Like, all the good players were there, like, from my class. And, dude, the fastest 40 there was, like, a 4.8 by Kofi Hughes. And I was like, he ran a 4.8? I was like, I think I'm going to opt out of the 40.
Coach, I got a bit of a hamstring thing going on. Can't do it.
Yeah, dude. Put down a clean 5.3 in the books for the white running back.
That's one of the most devastating things, man. When
dude, I finished and I was walking back because we got like two tries. I looked, my dad was there because he was like obviously coaching at the time and shit. He looked at me, he goes, he gave me the McDaniel. I was like, damn, it's like that. I'm like, I tried as hard as I could.
Right, you were fucking breathing, you had a loose face, you were freaking pumping.
I don't think I had a loose face, bro. I think I had the tightest face I've ever had in my life. I was like, I guess I'll make up for that in the three-cone drill.
You're right, the broad jump.
I'll probably turn the wrong way in the three-cone drill and get yelled at by some Colts equipment manager.
That is a really devastating moment in most young men's life.
That was the moment I knew I wasn't going to make it. I was like, ooh.
When the kid who's the best in the whole city surrounding area, who you're like, that guy's league. When he ends up, like you said, it's like a 4.77 or something. You're like, oh, okay. It's a totally different ball game.
Yeah, part of me was like, maybe he just had a rough start and like he didn't have a good time. But everybody else was like, no, he was blazing, bro. I was like, no. All of a sudden, my like Achilles started to hurt. I was like, maybe I should sit this one out, you know? Slap the old knee brace on, Orlando style.
What would the girl's equivalent of that be?
The 40? Oh, God.
Like the moment. Like the guy's version of knowing you're not going to make it and having a depressed moment is that when some dude who you think is really, really fast in high school gets timed electrically and is like
clocks a 4.8,
0.6 seconds slower than like what it needs to be at that position. You're like, oh, I'm way slower than that. What is the girl's version?
Damn, dude, that's a really good question. Clubhouse.
That's like when young boys like dreams literally die.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was a rough day, dude. And I was like, ooh, the worst part was I was like, and they're putting this on the internet. Wow. Wow. Like it's still on the internet, bro. You can pull it up. Colts Combine 2009, bro. You can see all my drills.
Well, I'm doing that right now while you think of.
It's so bad. It's so bad. The equivalent, don't pull it up, bro. It's so bad.
I mean, nobody can watch, but I'm going to watch.
Oh no, dude. This link's going in the comments for sure.
No, see, you're, oh God.
My short shuttle was kind of gas.
You're fine because it's so far, like it's buried. Like you would never.
Oh, you found it though?
No, I haven't. That's what I'm saying. Is like,
I'll send you the link. I'll send you. No, I won't. But the girl. Yeah, I did one of those things where I like cleared it off the internet. I went through like a third party.
Look,
you know
you.
How you can do that? Like when Look somebody you. Searches your name on the internet, you can have people like take off like the results.
I didn't know that.
You can do that, dude. like if you search somebody's name and they like have they went to jail or some shit, like that'll come up first. You can have that cleared from Google.
There
but like
go,
that's the one I cleared, the Colts Combine.
You only get one of those.
Scrub the Colts Combine. Take it off, bro. Take it off the internet.
But sir, what if you get a DUI one day? No, that's it. That's
I don't give
one.
A shit. That's dude, the running the 45.2 in front of my dad, way more embarrassing than a DUI.
You didn't run a 5.2.
Bro, I swear to God. No, but there are other like decently fast dudes running like low fives. And I was like, are we that slow?
Bro, you see these huge ass offensive linemen at the end of actual NFL combine yesterday, and they're running like a 5.1 electric, and you're like,
that's amazing.
Wow, he looked like molasses.
Kind of moving though.
What would my dumbass look like? Like that's really horrifying. I don't know what girls. I don't know what their version is. I don't know. I really don't.
When girls' dreams die, is that what it is? Maybe like
kind
when
of.
They. The only thing I can think of. This is so bad, but like when they get, you know, when they get broken up with a little bit. Like, cause I've never. Because it does feel, when girls get broken up with, it does feel like it's the end of the world for them. And that it was the end of the world for me.
When, for us. Yeah.
Yeah. When every college program broke up with me in high school.
Even baseball, you know, I'm out there on the mound and I'm like clocking maybe, I feel like I'm bringing it, like giving everything I have. I'm hitting like 81.
Bringing it.
I'm like, oh.
81 though. 81 in high school? I'd be like, yo, this kid's kind of got gas.
Not when you're 17 and there's other 17-year-olds throwing 96.
How is that even possible?
I know. Yeah, you have the guns in baseball and then the stopwatches in football that just absolutely kill you.
Ruin my life, dude. Maybe that's why I'm so bad with like computing numbers. After I saw my 40 time, I was like, I don't want to look at numbers ever again.
Don't, yep.
Why'd you fail math, my 40?
Because what I thought and hoped this was going to be, not even close.
Can you guys round down? I know that's a math thing.
Yeah, we ran a 5.098, but we're going to drop it to a 4.9.
Ooh, dude, just put me under 5, dude.
Yeah, give me the 4s. Give me a 4 electric time. Let's go.
Anything in the 4s, bro.
I can play faster than that, I promise. The game speed, that was always a thing. Yeah, but he plays faster.
You don't have to run a fast 40, you just got to be fast all the time. I'm like, all right. Like,
yeah, well, this guy just ran a 4.31 and he's going to get paid $18 million. So I think it matters a little bit.
I'm over here trying to like take breaks and figure out the water situation and shit. Guy just got offered from Central Michigan or something. I'm like, damn.
All right, let's do one or two clubhouse here. This is from Luke. Subject: these guys' clubhouse version of the Last Supper. Nothing more to say. Green Bay Packers, Brett Favre, and Culver's. Hang this picture up behind you guys and slap my ass. It's one of those that like they're at like weird antique stores.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. That
Bart Starr, Brett Favre, Jordan Love at Culver's ordering.
How did Jordan Love sneak in there? Bart Starr. What a quarterback ass name, dude. Starr is your last name. Get out of here, dog. Okay, Broadway.
That's too funny.
Dude, that is a great picture.
God, I wish we had an actual like brick and mortar studio that we could throw all these things in here.
I know. Hey, one day we will. One day.
I knew that was going to get your ass.
I know.
The old brick and mortar. Brick and mortar on the fan.
Why does it feel like if we had a studio, we would build it with bricks and shit, like us. It's just like in your dad's backyard. It's just like a little brick shed. We just do our podcast in there.
Brick and mortar, 7 to 10 weekdays on the ticket.
What's your brick of the week?
Not bad for a fat guy. All right.
Oh my God, bro. Stop it.
I got my dad on that now.
A bed for a fat guy.
My dad went to a high school basketball sectional game to see one of his kids play. Or one of his friends' kids play. And I just get a text and it's like this, like it wasn't really a bad seat. It really wasn't at like Southport Fieldhouse. It's just a picture of where he's sitting. And he just said, not a bad seat for a fat gay.
Dude, it always cleans up, dude. It's such a good line. I'm like, wow, you did that? Oh my God, you were on that show? That's crazy. You filled in on that? Yeah, not bad for a fat guy. I'm like, oh, wow. He's so right. He's so right. Just blown away by that line.
One more here from frequent regular emailer and listener Shiona. She says, hey Joey and Ben, I need to know if I'm a bandwagoner or just a fan of a player, which could turn into another team I support. This is the first football season I've watched all the way through in 17 years. I had zero idea who Mahomes was, but after watching this season, I've become a tad obsessed with how talented he is. I wanted the Niners to win, but I wasn't too upset about the Chiefs winning because of Mahomes. Does that make me a bandwagoner or just a fan of the player no matter what team he plays for? Keep up the awesome work and I can't wait to buy more of these guys' merch.
Wow.
Slap my ass, beat me with the walrus and throw peanuts at me.
Oh, yes, the peanuts.
Like we're at Texas Roadhouse back in the day.
Take a handful off the ground, bro. Just, you gotta look, like if he was on a different team, would you still like his previous team? I think that's the bandwagon thing, right? Like, if Pat Mahomes goes to the Ravens, are you going to be a Chiefs fan still?
Probably not. He's a Patrick Mahomes fan. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. But is that bandwagon?
Who fucking cares?
I don't care either about that anymore.
And that's what I've always appreciated about you. Like, who gives a fuck, dude?
I don't know. Some teams are just cool some years, you know? Like the Lions this past year, I'm like, bro, they're lit. Like, I like them.
Yeah.
Oh, but you live in Indy, bro. You got to be... No, shut up, bro. They're just... No, just stop. No.
Like, imagine being a 37-year-old guy who's like, bandwagon, bandwagon. What are you, dude, 12?
I'd play that card. I'd play bandwagon card in high school, though. I wasn't letting people get in the way, which is like, yo, you like Texas now? That was kind of crazy, bro. Texas wins the national championship. Three dudes at school have Texas hoodies on. I'm like, guys.
The Texas. There was a big Texas wave back in the day.
Oh, huge. I had a Texas hoodie. I was like, I mean, it's yep. Cool. I'm not a Texas fan, but like I had a rocket. It was just too, it was too good to pass up.
There's a lot of that shit though. Like when you're kids and people, you know, they'll still be fans of them. It may have started out as a bandwagon, but then like people will see it through and like it becomes part of their fandom and their life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have a few time. People like that, like a few Texas people who I'm just like, what? And they're like, yeah, dude, just like Vince Young was so tight. And then I just started liking him ever since. I was like,
that's okay. Amazing. Never switched up. It's like the people who like the Broncos that are random. I'm like, why? And I'm like, oh, that's like the first Super Bowl you saw with like Terrell Davis. I'm like, I kind of get it. I kind of get it.
For sure. So then I'm all like, if you're going to, I'm all for bandwagoning if you like stay on, you know? Like if you ride a wave and like you get caught up in it and you're like, this is fucking awesome. Okay, that's fine. But then like make it like a part of your deal after that. Then I'm like, okay, then you're just a fan now. It started out. Every fandom starts. I mean, like, yeah, you have your ones that like you're born into, right? Or like, you know, a lot of people will be like, oh yeah, I'm from here. That's great. That's fine. Those are your traditional routes. But like sometimes it's just like something happens, you're at a specific time in your life and you're like, oh, holy shit, I'm in on this.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, as long as you keep like being in on it, then fuck it.
We'd always try to figure it out. We'd always be like, why is Johnny Bogardus wearing a Viking starter jacket? We'd be like, oh, I think his cousin's from Minnesota. So that's why. Like, we'd always try to like draw it back to its roots.
Uh-huh.
Just with every single person. Why is he a Patriots fan? Oh, I think like his dad used to live in Michigan. And he really likes Tom Brady. Okay, makes sense. Clear. Like we'd like clear him off the clear. List.
Right.
Yeah. There's always a fishy one. It's always a fishy one.
I think you're good, Shiona. You know, just you like Mahomes. You like Mahomes.
Fuck it.
It's pretty funny how like not a chance he was going to interact with my shit that the NFL put out.
I think it was too good, bro. Sometimes I think your impressions are too good that the people are kind of like, oh, too close. Like, I don't want my wife to see that, you know?
I think it was more so that I've, like, tweeted jokes about his wife, probably, and it probably somehow got back to him.
or that.
Hey.
Your brother's annoying tweet.
You'd be like, I mean, yeah, probably. Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, that's too good. It's better like over audio. Can I just get a snap count? Or never mind, just say Outback Steakhouse and that's all I want.
Outback Steakhouse.
Maybe that could be our new segment. Maybe just like, hey, bro, I know this is annoying when people ask you to say stuff, but like, just say Long's Bakery, but do it in Collinsworth.
Long's Bakery, you're fool.
You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it.
All right.
Or anything. You know.
I like that. That'd be fun. All right. Let's get out of here.
Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse. Just give me a blooming onion and smack me with some ketchup. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Holy.
Pushing Tickies, you know where to find them. Come see me and Ben live on the road.
Live. Do it live.
Come see some shus. And,
tickets in the description and on our social media stuff. Yeah, come out.
And hey, just keep sending us to like 2, 3, 4, 5 buddies a week. Just be like, hey, told you. Hey, Joey said Outback Steakhouse like Chris Collinsworth this week. Check it out.
Guess what? They talked about Favre again.
Yeah.
Told you they talk about Favre every episode. Here, listen to it. They'll check prove it. You. They'll prove it.
Cool. All right. These guys.
Drew Bledsoe.
Blair White. Bye-bye.
These guys.